The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
I forget how we used to introduce you every Friday. Oh, wait a minute. Let me turn this on. Here you go.
That'll wake you up in the morning.
Yeah. Lieutenant David Haynes reviewed restaurants for us every Friday for how long?
It was 12 years, I think. Well,
going back to other shows you and I did together. Yeah. And now you're happily retired in Tennessee, right?
Yep. I live in Mountain City, Tennessee, inside the Cherokee National Forest. It's beautiful. I was thinking, you missed the views from Chicago, but when you live in the Cherokee National Forest, there's a lot of great views. So.
And not as much traffic.
Well, not all. You get used to no traffic real fast.
Yeah. So do you miss, well, it's been a while since you retired. Do you miss being a cop ever?
No, not much. And I read a lot of news. I still read the Chicago Tribune and the Second City Cop. And so I hear the stories or what's going on in the department. And I realize that I made the right decision.
Yeah, I think your timing was pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you miss about Chicago?
The food. We were talking about the different food that I miss, and it's hard to find good Chicago style pizza in Tennessee.
I'll
They're
bet.
Starting to get pretty good. The New York, the wood fired oven pizza, that kind of stuff. You can do that, but thick pizza. I found a little place in a little town called Lenoir, North Carolina. It's about an hour and a half away from me, and the guy grew up on Archer Avenue and decided to move to Lenoir, North Carolina, and open a Chicago pizza place, and it's good. It's not quite Lou Malnati's, but it's as good as Gino's East, I think.
You could call that 1-800-LOU-TO-GO and order all sorts of Chicago favorites.
We've actually done
favorites.
That. We've done that. It's amazing. They send it to you with dry ice, and it's still frozen when you get to it.
You can order Vienna hot dogs and Italian beef, too.
Yeah, I never tried that.
Well, maybe you want to do that and then open up your own stand down there in Tennessee.
I did find a guy in Bristol, Tennessee that has Chicago-style Italian beef sandwiches, and that's the only one that I found. they don't do it right. They don't do it like Chicago does.
Of course not. It's really fun for me to hear your radio show, which you've been kind enough to send me some samples. So you're doing a show in Tennessee, and the radio station is in what town?
It's in Mountain City, Tennessee.
It's in Mountain City, and that's where you have your cabin. Do we call it a cabin?
Oh, it's a really nice house. It's
nice.
Nicer. It's larger than the one I had here, and the taxes are a lot less on the land. But I have to dodge. There's a bear living on the mountain behind my house, so I have to watch out for him. But the radio station is WMCT, and I'm on Thursday and Friday afternoons from noon to 5. So if you want to find it, it's WMCTradio.net on your internet dial.
We have a little sample here of Lieutenant David Haynes on the radio in Tennessee.
Hey, this is Dave Haynes of WMCT. In addition to 102.9 and 1390 AM, you can also listen live on our website, WMCTradio.net. Just click the Listen Live icon. As a matter of fact, I just heard from my sister in Chicago. She's listening. Kim Haynes is listening up in Chicago, and she wanted to hear a song called Austin. So I'm going to play that for her. If you're listening online from far away, you could just send a message.
Now,
so you're playing music, huh?
Country music, and I didn't realize my breath sounds, so I have to watch that. Maybe
you got to get the station to pop for a better quality tape recorder.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's we do. We have. I figured out how to tape it better now. We do have it into a computer. I was taping things on a recorder, so that's part of the problem. But
is it fun for you?
It is. It's a lot of fun, and I've been doing it started mostly music, but I've been doing some interviews lately, and one of the things is, I don't know if you have this here, but in the small radio station, they never threw away any of the 45 records, and some 78s, and they're stacked up all around the studio. So I just on a whim started playing songs on the turntable, and now I do a vinyl hour every Friday, and it's the one thing that people like. I literally got stopped on the street and they say they like it. I think people forget or miss the sound of vinyl because it's
a little snap, crackle, and pop.
Yeah, I got a 78 of Bing Crosby singing My Little back to my boots and saddle. I'm like, where does this come from?
Well, the listeners love hearing you. A couple of texts here. We miss David. Nice to hear his voice again. My daughter, Rhonda, went to school with him.
Oh, yeah.
And here's another one, Lieutenant
Haynes. The only Rhonda I can remember is grade school, and I still see her on Facebook. Rhonda, I forget her married name now.
We are so excited that he's on the radio with Bob today. Please tell him we sure miss hearing from him.
Well, you know, if that is the same Rhonda I went to grade school with, you could tell her mother that when in grade school, I had a big crush on her. So
what are you going to do on these few days you're back home before you head back to Tennessee?
Well, my daughter's finishing her freshman year of college, and so we're helping her move out of her dorm. And I'm sure you remember this from when your daughter was in school. It is amazing how much crap these kids can fit in this small little dorm room. So we're out of a dorm for the summer, and then we're heading back. Yeah, we're heading back on Saturday. So
where are you going to go eat before you leave town?
Well, I did do the obligatory super dog visit.
Attaboy.
We're going to Lou Malnati's. We're having the kids over tonight, and we're getting Lou Malnati's and stuff. So we're doing that. And other than that, I don't know. Like I said, I found a good beef place in Bristol, so I'm not really missing that as much. So,
well, I'll tell you something. We miss you here on Friday, and I love hearing your little radio show. So keep us posted on that.
I will
send us clips so we can play them here. And I hope you have new respect for me and Control Room Joe and Haley now that you're one of us.
I do, especially. Especially Control Room Joe, because I never, there's a lot of stuff he does back there that I didn't realize.
Well, great to see you again. Regards to the family, and stay in touch, will you?
All right, thank you.
And stay healthy. And watch it on all those pizzas and beef sandwiches.
Yeah.
And the news is next at 9 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Hey, let's be careful out here.